Hello.
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 Hello, this is Will calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Benjamin Faber.
Speaking.
Good morning, sir. Just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Thank you very much. First question, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the next election, 2024, for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
Very
vote?
Very good. Yes.
That will be a definitely or probably?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. Next question. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic?
White.
Thank you very much. Next question. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated. 10 means you are extremely motivated. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you very much. Next question. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with it?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you so much. Next question. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congregational elections? Crime and violence, inflation and economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. So far, any of those?
Financial and shrinking government.
Okay. I'm going to continue to read and then you decide what are the most important to you. Protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform, stop racial profiling, and hold back cops accountable, immigration and border security.
Freedoms. Let's go with freedom.
Thank you so much.
This one.
Okay. Next one, gun regulation and reform, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, health care costs, climate change and environmental issues, improving K through 12 public school education.
Healthcare costs.
Healthcare? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll choose the latest two? You can only choose two, max.
Two. So so there is the one about the economy, the fiscal. Yeah, let's do the fiscal and economy and shrinking government.
And shrinking government. Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate your understanding. Next question. Just a second here. Next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Can I say both?
It's either you approve or disapprove.
Let's go with approve.
Will that be strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Thank you. Next question. And generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thank you so much. And now thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you so much. And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. Next question. How often will you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preferences in your everyday life? Will that be often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Thank you very much. Next question. How concerned are you about the rights and freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned or not concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Black Lives Matter.
10.
Thank you so much. Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Thank you. That's an answer as well. Cornel West.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Thank you. Tim Scott.
Not, Tim Scott?
Yep.
75.
75. Thank you. Donald Trump.
10.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you. National Rifle Association, or NRA?
75.
Thank you. The Republican Party?
50.
Thank you so much. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if elections were to take place today, and the candidates were independent Colonel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote for? Colonel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
West.
Thank you so much. Next question. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today?
The rights of white supremacy.
Yes, the rise of white supremacy in America today.
That's an interesting phrasing of that question. I'm going to put a 0, if I'm understanding that right, because that's a very bizarre phrasing.
Yeah, that's an answer, too, and we respect all of your opinions. Thank you very much. Now I'd like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each statement. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Disagree right now.
Would that be a somewhat disagree or a strongly disagree?
That is a somewhat disagree.
Thank you so much. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Agree. Somewhat agree.
Would that be somewhat? Thank you very much. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you very much. Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you very much. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you very much. Next question. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. Number one, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books or school libraries can carry. Second statement, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which statement you agree with the most?
Can I say they're both about equally as...
It's okay. No, you take your time. It's okay. You know, you give it a thought. And...
Let's barely go with the first one.
Okay. So that will be somewhat agree.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree that this is being undermined and under threat. 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. A strong military
is being undermined.
It's either being undermined or under threat.
Okay, that is under threat.
So that will be, you can rate each statement or each phrase using any number from 0 to
10. Okay, let's go with an 8.
Thank you very much. Affordable health care.
We'll give that an 8 also.
Free and fair elections.
We'll give that a 5.
5, thank you. A fair and equitable court system.
We'll give that a 7.
Thank you. Religious freedom.
We'll give that a 8.
Thank you. Traditional family values.
We'll give that a 9.
Thank you. Quality K through 12 education.
We'll give that a 5.
5, thank you. Secure borders.
We'll give that a 9.
Thank you very much. Next question. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority of the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected students' debt relief, and open the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and the powerful. 0 to 10.
That's a very confusing question, but I will go with a 3.
3. Thank you very much. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. 0 to 10.
We're going to go with a 5 on that because, again, a very confusing question.
I understand. Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. 10. Thank you very much. Which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change of motivation?
I thought my motivation to vote was the same. Wasn't it 10 for both?
Actually, not really. On the first one, you said somewhat. I think you got an 8.
Okay. My motivation to vote, that's whatever the top is. I'm very motivated to vote.
Okay, but what issues made you change your mind?
Loss of freedoms.
Loss of freedoms. Thank you so much. I'm sorry because I'm taking a little longer, but I just have to write everything down.
Okay.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last grade of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's
college
degree?
College graduate, bachelor's degree.
Thank you very much. Next question, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Thank you very much. Next question. Do you have any children 18 years of age
no.
or younger living in your household? No. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. Thank you so much. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you so much. That will be the end of the survey. I just want to thank you once again and tell you how much we appreciate your opinion. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. You do the same. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.